Есть на свете доля, кто ее знает? Есть на свете воля, кто ее мает? Есть люди на свете, с риблом златом сяют, сдается, пануют, а доли не знают. Візьміть срібло злато та будьте багаті, а я візьму сльози лихо виливати. Затоплю недолю дрібними сльозами, затопчу неволю босими ногами. Тоді я веселий, тоді я багатий, як буде серденько по волі гулянти. Гей! Єсть на світі доля, хто її знає, єсть на світі воля, хто її має, єсть люди на світі, сріблом златом сяють, здається, панують, волі не мають, ні долі, ні волі, з нудьгою та з горем жупан надівають, плакати сором. Кричать сови, спить діброва, зіроньки сіяють, понад шляхом шерецею ховрашки гуляють. Спочивають добрі люди, що повтомило, кого щастя, кого горе, все нічка покрила.
Tarasova Nich, a Night of Taras, and a song called Jest na Sviti Dolja, The Fate of the World, and that was a poem by Taras Shevchenko, Ukraine's national bard. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння на багатомовній радіостанції АМ 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. При мікрофоні Павліна. Добрий вечір, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm your host, Pavlina. March the 9th is the 210th anniversary of the birth of Taras Shevchenko. And so today's program will be focusing on Taras Shevchenko. Vasil Pavlovsky will be here with a cultural capsule about Taras Shevchenko and a very special friend of his. And I'll take you on a trip down memory lane as well, remembering Taras Shevchenko. And Olena Skorohod will bring us the news from Ukraine as well as local events in Vancouver. our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, pretty much all on a Taras Shevchenko theme. So coming up next is Bono, and he recorded this in 2022, very much in support of Ukraine as he remains. Bono reciting Taras Shevchenko's My Friendly Epistle.
Taras Shevchenko's My Friendly Epistle. To the dead, the living, and those yet unborn, my countrymen and all who live in Ukraine and outside Ukraine, if a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he's a liar. 1 John 4. Here we are now. Day dawns, then comes the twilight gray, the limit of the livelong day. For weary people, sleep seems best, and all God's creatures go to rest. I only grieve like one accursed through all the hours, both last and first. Sad at the crossroads, day and night, with no one there to see my plight. No one can see me, no one knows me. All men are deaf, no ears disclose me. Men stand and trade their mutual chains and barter truth for filthy gains, committing shame against the Lord by harnessing for black reward. People in yokes and sowing evil in fields commissioned by the devil. And what will sprout? You soon will see what kind of harvest there will be. Come to your senses, ruthless ones, O stupid children, folly's sons, and bring that peace-filled paradise, your own Ukraine, before your eyes. Then let your heart, in love sincere, embrace her mighty ruin here. Break then your chains, in love unite, not seek in foreign lands the sight things not even found with God above, still less in lands that strangers love. Then in your own house you will see true justice, strength, and liberty. Then in your own house you will see true justice, strength, and liberty.
Ukraine is under deadly attack, and Ukraine War Amps is asking for your help with a donation today. Funds are desperately needed by Ukrainian defenders for bulletproof jackets, helmets, walkie-talkies, food, water, and gas, and by civilians, including children, for food, water, and medications, and when possible, escape to safety. Please donate today to Ukraine War Amps via PayPal, e-transfer to ukrainewaramps@gmail.com, or visit ukrainewaramps.ca.
Поді брові вітер виє, гуляє по полю, край дороги гне тополю до самого долу. Стан високий, лист широкий, марне зелені. Кругом поле, як те море, широке синіє. Чумак іде, подивіться, та й голову схилить. Чабан вранці. ж викохав тонку, гнучку, в степу погибати. Постривайте, все розкажу, слухайте ж, дівчата. Полюбила чорнобрива козака дівчина, полюбила, не спинила, пішов та й якби знала, що покине, було б не любила. Якби знала, що загине, було б не пустила. Якби знала, не ходила пізно за водою, не стояла до півночі з милим під вербою.
And that is the soundtrack from a YouTube video made in honor of a hero of Ukraine who passed away a year ago, Dmytro Kotsubaylo, nicknamed Da Vinci. The song is called Polya, the Poplar, and it's based on a love poem by Taras Shevchenko about a young girl who falls in love with a Cossack, and he goes off to war and perishes, and in her sorrow she too perishes, but comes back as a tall poplar tree. Now let's listen to Vasil Pavlovsky tell us a very interesting story about Taras Shevchenko and a very good friend of his, an American.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and welcome to Cultural Capsule here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. March has over the years become a very important month for Ukrainians globally, as it is a period in which we honor our bard, Taras Grigorovich Shevchenko, born on March 9, 1814, and who died March 10, 1861. Shevchenko had made it to his 47th year of life, though as pointed out to me by many a Ukrainian scholar, look at what he left us. This wasn't just the written word, though also his drawings and paintings. In fact, it was his talent for drawing and painting that caught the interest of a Ukrainian painter and student of the Russian Academy of Arts in St. Petersburg, Ivan Soshenko. Soshenko gave Shevchenko drawing and watercolor painting lessons at the weekend. It was Soshenko's interest in Shevchenko's talent that eventually led to Shevchenko being bought out of serfdom. Shevchenko traveled to St. Petersburg with Soshenko, and it was there that he met the most fashionable painter of the day, Karl Brulov, as well as fellow Ukrainians living in St. Petersburg. Brulov also recognized Shevchenko's talent and wanted to take him on as a student, though as a serf, Shevchenko was ineligible to study at the revered institution. It was a portrait of Russian poet Vasily Zhukovsky that became a lottery prize to raise the sum of 2,500 rubles to be paid to Pavel Engelhardt, Shevchenko's owner. On May 5th, 1838, at the age of 24, Shevchenko was released from the bondage of serfdom. During the following 8 years, Shevchenko resided in St. Petersburg, where he developed his artistry and his writing skills. During his period, he traveled to Ukraine 3 times, in 1843, 1845, and 1846. These had a lasting effect on Shevchenko, who abhorred the conditions under which his siblings and fellow Ukrainians lived. During these trips, he met other Ukrainians who were of similar mindset, wishing for the abolition of serfdom and the imperial system, and a transformation of it into a federation-like polity of Slavic nations. Many of those individuals were members of the Brotherhood of Saints Cyril and Methodius, a clandestine organization also known as the Ukrainian Slavic Society. On April 5, 1847, Shevchenko was arrested with other members of this society. Over the next 10 years, Shevchenko was exiled as a private in the Tsarist army to places such as Orenburg, near the Ural Mountains. He spent 18 months on a naval expedition where he was to graphically document the expedition. From there, he was sent to one of the harshest penal colonies on the east coast of the Caspian Sea, at Novopetrovsk, now part of Kazakhstan, and ironically, it is now known as Fort Shevchenko. However, this cultural capsule will not solely focus on Shevchenko or his works, but on a very special friendship which developed in St. Petersburg between Shevchenko and another man from the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, who too had faced injustice. His name was Ira Aldrich, a talented African-American actor who exiled himself to England, where he hoped prejudice would not affect his acting career. There he began to act in small theaters and then on the larger stages. These performances led him to tour Europe, the success of which made Aldrich a theatrical hero in London. In 1858, Aldrich was invited to perform at the Russian Imperial Theater in St. Petersburg. Shevchenko was apparently in the audience, and the two men were introduced at that performance. In her memoirs of Shevchenko, Ekaterina Yonge, daughter of Fyodor Tolstoy, head of the Academy of Arts, wrote the following about the liberation of Shevchenko from exile. Maybe my father was a participant in that matter, inasmuch that he vehemently abhorred serfdom and really felt for the young poet and artist. He made many appeals on behalf of Shevchenko, and then one evening in the autumn of 1857, my father woke us all from a deep sleep. "Get up, children. There is great happiness." We went into the parlor, and then he told us Shevchenko had been freed. When Shevchenko arrived in St. Petersburg in the spring of 1858, he went directly to the Tolstoy family to thank them for their support in securing his freedom. Through the Academy of Arts, Shevchenko received a small two-bedroom flat with a bedroom and a studio. From her memoirs, Yonge continued about the meeting of Aldrich and Shevchenko. Though one of the greatest events of that time was the visit to our capital by African tragic actor Ira Aldrich. He and Shevchenko became inseparable. They had so much in common. They both had clean, clean souls. They were incredible artists, and they both had memories of oppression from childhood. The only way the two artists could communicate was through a translator. Apparently, Aldrich had a very difficult time pronouncing Slavic names, and I'm certain many listeners have experienced the verbal butchery of Ukrainian names. Aldrich found a workaround. He simply referred to Shevchenko as the artist. Yunga, in her memoir, provides us with an eyewitness account of a very special moment, the creation of a portrait of Aldrich by Shevchenko. It was on December 15, 1858, when the 14-year-old Ekaterina and her 10-year-old sister escorted Aldrich to Shevchenko's studio for a portrait. Aldrich, by his nature, could not sit still for long, and he was fooling around with us, making faces, and he danced a jig with my sister. But it wasn't long before that portrait was finished. Then we all went to our place to drink tea, wrote Jung. On March 9th, I call on all listeners to take some time to research the friendship I've revealed today. In the last number of years, more materials are finding their way into the mainstream publication. This was not the case when I produced my segment on the Aldrich-Shevchenko friendship 13 years ago. Wishing you all the best in the week ahead, and do pobaczenia.
Ой, крикнули сірі уси в яру наставу, стала слава на все село про тую вдову. Стала слава на все село про тую вдову. Не так слава, не так слава, як той поговір, що загаїздив козак січі до вдови у двір. Що заїздив козак січі до вдови у двір. Вечеряли у світлиці, мед вино пили, і у хаті на кроваті спочити лягли. І у хаті на кроваті спочити лягли. не минула тая слава, не марно пройшла. Удовиця у м'ясниці сина привела.
Удовиця у м'ясниці сина привела.
Вигодувала малого, в школу дала. А із школи його взявши, коня купила.
А із школи його взявши, коня купила. Сіделечко шовком шила, жупан дорогий. На коника посадила, гляньте, вороги. На коника посадила, гляньте, вороги. Взяла коня за поводи, селом провела, та й привела до обозу, усі що дала, та й привела до обозу, усі що дала.
And that was Ukrainian singer-storyteller Sashko with a Taras Shevchenko poem set to music. That was Oy Krikhnule Siri Huse, a song about gray geese, but the actual story is about a widow and a Cossack and their ill-fated love story. Now, one of Taras Shevchenko's most famous poems is Zapovit, My Testament. Now, let me take you on a trip down memory lane to the 1990s, somewhere between 1990 and 1996, and the first incarnation of Nash Holos. It's a message to my two co-hosts at the time, who were fluent Ukrainian speakers and graduates of Rydna Shkola, Ukrainian Saturday School. I'd been fluent in Ukrainian as a child. It was actually my first language because my baba lived with us when I was a child and she looked after me while my parents were at work. But sadly, in those days, it was not cool to be Ukrainian and knowledge of a second language is not valued. In the case of Ukrainian, it was considered a detriment, especially if you had an accent. So my parents encouraged me to forget it and learn English. They meant well. It was the times, but it left a hole in my heart for the rest of my life. This was my attempt to patch up that hole and at the same time to encourage modern parents to not make the same mistake.
If you've been tuning in regularly to Nash Holos, you'll know that we've dedicated the entire month of March to the works of Taras Shevchenko, the most celebrated and beloved bard in the Ukrainian culture. Many of you are well acquainted with Shevchenko's works, those who emigrated from Ukraine after the Second World War and whose children attended Saturday school, Rydna Shkola. Well, last week, both Don and I talked about this. How, as a child, he had envied the kids who spent their Saturdays playing hockey or watching cartoons on TV, while he was stuck at Rydna Shkola memorizing Shevchenko's poetry. Well, I was one of those much-envied kids. I didn't have to go to Rydna Shkola. I didn't even know it existed. All four of my grandparents were part of the first wave of Ukrainian immigration to Canada. But my parents and I were all born here into a society which actively discouraged the study and preservation of the Ukrainian culture. So, having no idea at all that someone else might be envying me, I spent my childhood Saturdays playing dodgeball or ice skating or watching cartoons. I honestly can't remember. And that's what it's all about. I can't remember. And now the tables have turned, and I'm the one to envy Bohdan and anyone else who went to Rydna Shkola. You, Bohdan, and your fellow classmates, graduates of Rydna Shkola, have memories of your childhood Saturdays to share with your children. It might be just to justify why they have to go to Rydna Shkola, but you have those memories to share. You are well-versed, so to speak, in the Ukrainian culture. You grew up with it, living it, whereas I learned about Ukrainian culture from university textbooks, any second-hand stories I could wheedle out of my parents. Your beautiful command of the Ukrainian language, which I am still struggling with, and probably always will, is a part of you as natural as breathing. I envy you that. Still, I've much to be grateful for. In particular, I'm grateful to be working closely with two graduates of Rydna Shkola. For the past 6 years, Bohdan and Yevhen, my co-hosts here in Nash Holos, have shared with me their knowledge and their memories, in great abundance, I might add. And I'm especially grateful that they've helped me to capture and reclaim my Ukrainian birthright. And tonight, I'm especially grateful to have the opportunity to turn back the clock. For the next few moments, I'll pretend that I'm, about 10 years old and a student at the Rydna Shkola, reciting the poetry of Taras Shevchenko to an audience bursting with pride that another generation is carrying forth the words of their beloved bard. Tonight, I will recite for you Zapovit. як умру, то поховайте мене на могилі серед степу широкого, на вкраїні милі, що блане широкополі, і Дніпро, і кручий було видно, було чути, як реве ревучий. Як понесе з України усеннє море кров ворожу, отоді я і лане, і горе, все покину і полину, до самого Бога молитися. А до того я не знаю Бога. Поховайте та вставайте, кайдане порвіте, і вражою злою кров'ю волю окропіте. І мене в сім'ї великій, сім'ї вольній, новій, не забудьте, пом'януте незлим тихим словом. When I die, let me be buried in my beloved Ukraine, my tomb upon a grave mound high, amid the widespread plain. Let the fields, the steppe unbounded, the Dnieper's plunging shore, my eye could see, my ear could hear, the mighty river roar. When from Ukraine the Dnieper bears into the deep blue sea the blood of foes, then will I leave these hills and fertile fields, I'll leave them all behind, and fly to the abode of God to sing his praise. But till that day, I know nothing of God. O bury me, then rise ye up, and break your heavy chains, and water with the tyrant's blood the freedom you have gained. And in the great new family, the family of the free, with softly spoken, kindly word, remember also me.
Apologies for the sound quality. That was actually recorded on reel-to-reel tape back in the day before there was anything digital going on. And that was recorded actually off the stereo, the actual terrestrial broadcast through my stereo onto a cassette and then digitized. So again, apologies for the sound quality. And I do hope you enjoyed that little trip with me down memory lane. And I also do hope that if you do speak Ukrainian and you have children or are thinking of having children, don't make the mistake that my parents made. Heed the words of Taras Shevchenko. Learn from strangers, but don't forget your own. Steep them in the language, in the culture, the music, and everything else. It's a priceless treasure, and this is the secret to Ukraine winning any kind of war in this life. Coming up next, another of Taras Shevchenko's poems put to music. This is a little on a bit of a happier note. It's about a carefree young girl who's singing and dancing, going from village to village, selling her eggs and whatnot from the family farm. The group is called Litava, and the song is Od Sela do Sela.
Ні вона остала. Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 60 years. Since 1963, the Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit www.shevchenkofoundation.ca.
We'll be right back. kmru to pochovajte, na mene na mohyli. Serce bo szeroko, na Ukrainie myli. Imene w sobie wielki, w семьi wolny nowy. Nie zabudźcie pomianuty, nie zajem tychym słowom.
And that was Taras Shevchenko's Zapovit, put to music, and a much more recent recording that was Nikolai Osadche. And I found that on the ubiquitous YouTube. Olena's up next. And now the latest news from Ukraine, courtesy the Kiev Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest growing English language news organization.
Russian forces attacked the village of Borova in Kharkiv Oblast on March 6, killing a 70-year-old man and injuring seven people, including three children. As a result of the strike, a fire broke out on the territory of the household, destroying cars, a garage and outbuildings. Borova lies around 36 kilometers from the town of Izum in Kharkiv Oblast and is located east of the Oskil River. Since Ukraine's armed forces liberated the village in October 2022, Russia regularly shelled it along with other settlements in the region. The previous day, Russian troops attacked the village of Kurilivka in Kharkiv Oblast, killing a 58-year-old woman. Russia launched a missile at Odessa during a visit of Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis. President Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters on March 6. Mitsotakis said at the joint press conference with Zelensky that he was being given a tour of the port of Odessa by the president and his staff when he heard the air raid siren. Shortly after, as we were getting into our cars, we heard a big explosion. I think this is one more reason why all European leaders should come to Ukraine in order to experience the war firsthand, Mitsotakis said. There were no injuries among the Greek delegation, but the blast occurred approximately 150 meters away. Navy spokesperson Dmytro Platenchuk later confirmed that Russia had targeted Odessa's port infrastructure, killing five people. Following the meeting between Zelensky and Mitsotakis at the port, the two leaders then visited a nine-story building that was damaged in a Russian drone attack on March 2nd. The attack killed 12 people and injured 20. The strike hit a multi-story building, destroying 18 apartments and trapping people under the rubble. Among those killed were a woman and her 7-month-old infant, as well as a 4-month-old baby, a 3-year-old, and a 9-year-old boy and his 8-year-old sister. Following the attack, Zelensky called on allies to transfer weapons to Ukraine faster, saying that their political games and disputes limit Ukraine's defense capabilities and lead to deaths as a result of Russia's strikes. Mitsotakis said he chose to visit Odessa and not Kyiv, in part due to the port city's Greek links. He also said that he wanted to demonstrate the very great economic importance of Odessa as the main port of Ukrainian exports to Europe and to the world. More than 30 million metric tons of agricultural products have been exported through ports in and around Odessa since August 2023, when Ukraine set up a new shipping corridor after Russia unilaterally terminated the Black Sea grain deal. At least 27 crew members were wounded as a result of the destruction of the Russian Sergei Katov patrol ship near occupied Crimea, according to the most recent data from Ukraine's military intelligence agency HUR, published on March 6. The military intelligence agency confirmed on March 5 that the Sergei Katov patrol ship was destroyed in the Kerch Strait after being hit by Ukrainian Magura V-5 naval drones. In a conversation intercepted by Ukraine's intelligence services, a Russian commander claimed that the Russian patrol ship had a helicopter on board. Ukrainska Pravda reported, citing unnamed sources, that a Russian Ka-29 transport and combat helicopter was destroyed along with the vessel. Sergei Katov is one of a number of Russian ships damaged by Ukrainian forces. Ukraine has repeatedly struck Russia's Black Sea fleet since the beginning of the full-scale invasion, including a devastating missile attack on the fleet's headquarters in occupied Crimea that reportedly killed more than 30 officers. Russia has lost 420,270 troops in Ukraine since the beginning of its full-scale invasion on February 24, 2022. The General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces reported on March 6. This number includes 1,250 casualties Russian forces suffered just over the past day. According to the report, Russia has also lost 6,678 tanks, 12,728 armored fighting vehicles, 13,479 vehicles and fuel tanks, 10,308 artillery systems, 1,008 multiple launch rocket systems, 701 air defense systems, 347 airplanes, 325 helicopters, 7,921 drones, 26 ships and boats, and one submarine. The European Union's gas imports from Russia have decreased by 71% since 2021. EU Energy Commissioner Kadri Simson announced on March 4th following an Energy Council meeting in Brussels. The EU pledged to reduce its energy dependence on fossil fuels after the start of the full-scale invasion and speed up the transition to green energy. Profits from oil and gas constitute a substantial portion of Russia's economy, helping fund its war against Ukraine. Before the full-scale invasion, Russia supplied 45% of all gas imports to the EU. This figure fell to 24% in 2022 and then 15% in 2023. According to Simpson, the leading gas suppliers to the EU are now Norway and the US. The Energy Council also discussed how to reduce the imports of Russian liquefied natural gas, LNG, as proposed by Lithuania. The EU has not imposed sanctions on Russian LNG, and EU nations bought record amounts of LNG from Russia in 2023. The EU reached a deal in December 2023 that allowed individual countries to effectively ban Russian shipments of LNG. Finland announced in January that it plans to ban imports of Russian LNG from 2025. Some countries, such as Latvia and Lithuania, have already stopped buying LNG from Russia. Ottawa is ready to send a limited number of military personnel to Ukraine, but only to train Ukrainian soldiers and not for participation in hostilities, according to Canadian Defense Minister Bill Blair. Following the February 26 summit of European leaders in Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron suggested that sending Western troops on the ground in Ukraine cannot be ruled out in the future, adding that there was no consensus on such a move. According to Blair, Canada is open to sending a certain number of its soldiers in a clear non-combat role to Ukraine to train the Ukrainian soldiers, provided that operations will take place far from the front line. Canada is one of six NATO countries that have signed agreements on security assistance with Ukraine, which includes comprehensive support for Ukraine over the next 10 years. After Macron's statement, the Canadian Defense Minister, along with leaders of Germany, the UK, and the other European NATO member states, as well as NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, ruled out sending Western troops to Ukraine. Later, Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas noted that European leaders should not exclude this possibility, saying this could be a signal to Russia. I'm Olena Skorohod in Vancouver for Nash Hall's Ukrainian Roots Radio.
And that's the news from Ukraine for today. Coming to you courtesy the Kyiv Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest-growing English-language news organization. For more up-to-date news stories as they happen, visit their website, kyivindependent.com, and make sure to follow them on social media. To allow this independent Ukrainian news team to continue delivering you news from on the ground in Ukraine, please consider becoming a member at kyivindependent.com.
Thank you.
And that was Ukrainian-Canadian singer-songwriter Oresia. And that was the poetry of Taras Shevchenko, a song called Zore Moya, My Evening Star, another sad love song about a warrior and a young woman in love during wartime. Up next, Dumka from Edmonton from many, many years ago from a vinyl recording. This is Taras Shevchenko's poem, Sonce Zakhodit, Sunset.
Сонце заходить, гори чорніють, пташечка тихне, полені міє. Радіють люди, що почтуть, а я дивлюся і серце мило. Темний, темний садочок на Україну, ой, темний, темний садочок на Україну. Лину я лину, гадаю, і ніби серце відпочиває. Чорніє поле, і гай гори, небо виходить зоря. Зоре, ой, зоре, зоре, і сльози кануть. О, ой, зоре, ой, зоре, зоре, і сльози кануть. Чи ти зійшла чемна в країні, чи очікає тебе на небі синім, чи забувають, коли забули, подай заснули. Про мою долинку, щоб і не чули. Ой, про мою долинку, щоб і не чули. Щоб і не чули, ой, про мою доленьку, щоб і не чули.
Лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай, о-о-о-о-о-о.
What's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community.
Dolmy Zherdan Folk Concert on Wednesday, March 13th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Ukrainian Hall at 805 East Pender Street in Vancouver. Herdan is an amazing 16-member folk singing group from Chernivtsi, Ukraine. Their arrangements of traditional folk songs are reinvigorating authentic Ukrainian music and astounding audiences everywhere. You will feel uplifted by the power and connection that is generated between the singers and the audience. Don't miss your chance to see Herdan in Vancouver on Wednesday, March 13th at 7 p.m. at the Ukrainian Hall, 805 East Pender Street in Vancouver. Tickets are available on eventbrite.ca. On Saturday, March 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Holy Eucharist Cathedral in New Westminster, you can enjoy classical music concert, cross-cultural connections, Ukraine, Estonia, Finland, Canada, a concert of contemporary duos for violin and piano exploring cross-cultural influences and historical parallels between distant countries with similar fates. Canadian violinist Jack Campbell and Ukrainian pianist Anna Sagalova perform delicate, powerful, and illuminating works by Arvo Pärt, Estonia, Kaija Saarijaho, Finland, Yevhen Stankovich, Ukraine, Jocelyn Morlock, Canada, and Anna Pidhorna, Ukraine, Canada. Exploring the music of our time, we will contemplate the legacies of imperialist aggression shared by Ukraine, Finland, and Estonia, and the refuge that Canada has provided to our people. Tickets are available on the eventbrite.ca. Come and enjoy classical music concert, cross-cultural connections, Ukraine, Estonia, Finland, and Canada on March 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Holy Eucharist Cathedral in New Westminster.
On Wednesdays, tune in to the Nanaimo edition of Nosh Holos, which can be heard in the Vancouver listening area at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM on the radio dial and streaming online at chly.ca. And at 6 p.m. Saturday evenings, flip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver or catch the live stream at am1320.com for another hour of Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Please send us your suggestions, dedications, and requests. Your comments are always welcome. In between broadcasts, visit our Facebook page, and for audio archives, transcripts, podcast feed, and a link to our Patreon site where you can support our work if you like, visit our website at www.nashholos.com. Нагадую, ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння на багатомовній радіостанції АМ 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. Нежа ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час вдома висказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Кого Бог хоче покарати, тому розум відбирає. And our proverb of the week translates as, whomever God punishes is selected to receive the gift of wisdom. And that brings us to the end of another edition of Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. In between broadcasts, you can stay in touch with us via our Facebook page, Instagram, and our YouTube channel, which I hope you'll check out. There are some great new interviews there, courtesy Anton Lysenko in Victoria. For transcripts, audio archives, and a link to our podcast, you can visit our website, www.noshholos.com, to find all those things there. And of course, you'll find Nosh Holos on your favorite podcast app. Well, our time is up, and I don't think Taras Shevchenko was into polkas, but we'll have to make an exception because we always close our show with a polka. So we'll wrap it up with the By Request Band from Steinbach, Manitoba. I'm Pavlina on behalf of Olena, myself, and all of us here at Nosh Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.